I was diagnosed in London just over 10 years ago. I'd had symptoms for about 4 or 5 years before that, and it still came as a surprise, and I just went into 6 months of denial and heavy drinking, really.
And how do you find dealing with it now on an everyday basis?
It's an ongoing lesson. You just keep having to adapt and roll with whatever it throws at you, because it affects nearly every corner of your life.
He copes with it absolutely amazingly, really. You know, you think you're all right, okay, I can deal with that loss, and then a year or two later, he's progressed a bit more and he's had to deal with something else. It is tough.
I lose a lot of social cues in conversation. People pick up on each other, so they know when to interject and when to talk to each other, and I get overruled by that. And I've got a quieter voice normally, and I slur a lot, and I get negative reactions. It all adds up after a while.
What is it for you that you find most difficult to deal with about the illness?
It's the communication issues, I'd say. I mean, the movement's the biggest part of it, but the communication's the worst one for me, because I like being able to interact with people, and I just don't like the loss of that.
So tell us about your son.
Our son Henry's 2 years old, and he certainly helps keep us active.
I think we take turns as well. We always go out together and just work through it and enjoy the special time with them, really.
Was it a difficult decision to take whether to have children? Were you worried about having children?
We were, but we asked we had genetic testing and we did every precaution we could. We were certain we could take care of the child. It's one of life's blessings, really, isn't it? And everyone wants
complete the family, and he certainly has. It brings one of the biggest joys in your life, isn't it, your children. It's amazing just how well kids adapt. He knows which way Vince can lift them, and he gets in position. And kids, they've got an amazing ability to accept what things are from a very early age.
He's also the patience of Job for a two-year-old,
hasn't he? Yes, he has.
And for a two-year-old, he just waits patiently if I try to open a packet for him, or
seems to know, doesn't he?
Yeah, normally a child his age would expect the packet to be opened like instantly, and he'll wait a good
minute,
five,
or two.
10 seconds.
How do you think that Parkinson's affects you as a parent?
Quite a lot. My dexterity is severely impaired, so I can't change nappies or put shoes on reliably or clothe him, bathe him. I can help Helen where I can. And we do have assistance that comes in, but it's a bit disappointing not being able to do it myself.
When you meet people, do you tell them straight away?
I do that on an individual basis, depending on the person. If they seem open enough, I'll tell them as soon as I can. It depends on how I feel and how they feel in the situation that we're in.
Little play dates for Henry, I tend to just let them know beforehand, which it does make a difference. If people are just that a little bit aware, people are just that little bit more patient and give them the time. And if they don't, well, they're not worth bothering with.
Do you get frustrated, Vince?
Less so now, but occasionally I do get very frustrated, especially if I'm trying to speak to someone and on the phone, like a call centre, doctor's receptionist, over talk me and don't give me a chance to get my point across, and it's just tiring, really.
If they were more aware, it would make things a lot easier for Vince, you know, to go to the shops, you know, like the checkouts, bus drivers, they're not giving time to get his money out, you know, just things like that.
I think the awareness has to be mainly in the sufferer of Parkinson's. Trying to adapt and get this approach to these problems rather than trying to change society as a whole. Whereas a far smaller population pool to work with and change.
What would your advice be then to somebody with Parkinson's as to how best to manage it?
Never apologise for having Parkinson's, which a lot of people do when they say, I'm sorry I've got Parkinson's, blah, 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 blah. I'd say not to do that.
Ask for help.
Yeah, no one to ask for help. Don't be too proud. Don't be too shy. Take your time, be patient, and learn to slow down a lot. And
don't be rushed.
Don't take yourself too seriously.